Howdy, folks. You know, it's just been figured out that 65% of the men who propose look stupid while they're doing it. And 100% of them are. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, I've noticed the art of altering pictures on posters is not as entertaining as used to be. I can remember when we had some humdingers. Of course, the most common practice in this sidewalk art is to use crayon, you know, to black out the teeth of some model and paint on a mustache, you know, and all that. Sometimes I wonder where our future destructive artists are coming from. You know? Personally, I get a little weary of so many broad smiles on the faces coming at me from every poster I see. The dental work is always perfect, you notice? Why doesn't somebody show a smiling face revealing a big gold tooth sometime? Or even a tooth missing or something. Or crooked. Things like that would give a touch of realism. And they might attract more attention, too. A good way to give your teeth a little more tension is to chew double mint gum after every meal. What that does for you, you know, is to help keep your teeth nice and clean so they'll be more attractive. And, of course, that does a lot for your smile. Double mint, it gives you a lot of other helpful benefits, too, but I'm not going to talk about them right now. In fact, I'm not going to talk about anything right now. I'm just going to be quiet and let Paula Richards sing.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. But please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek.
Close to my cheek.
Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall.
Beyond recall.
The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak.
Makes me so weak.
And my heart may grow dizzy. And fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no,
all or nothing. All or nothing at all.
Well, that was kind of nice there, wasn't it? Another thing that's nice is something I just read in the Denver Post, that educators, they've decided to give special handling to our most gifted children. You know, those exceptionally bright youngsters. Back in my school days, they lumped us all together, regardless of our mental abilities. And I was thrown in with the mob, you might say, which was That's hardly cricket for a boy of my intelligence. I couldn't keep up with the rest of them, you know. But speaking of education, it's a real education to watch the Halloween trick-or-treaters these days. They come in all shapes and sizes and ever get up known to masquerade society, I think. But I swear they must all have a secret code or something. Because you see, word gets around that you're dishing out double mint gum at your house. And believe me, before you can say healthful, refreshing, delicious, well, every kid in the block's punching your doorbell, you know. Well, I tell you, it's sure is an easy, low-cost way to be popular. So you have plenty of double mint gum ready for tricks or treats, will you? There's always a dealer close where you can get some, even at the last minute there. The last minute's getting close, too. But right now, it's the minute for listening to the Halloran Quartet.
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for one. Thirst that from the soul doth rise, doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sip, I would not change for thine. I would not change for thine.
You know, talking about school, which I was before the Halloran sang there, I had a hard time of it, never taking any honors or prizes home, you know. Oh, once I did get to, we had a rule there that if you wore the dunce cap three times, you got permanent possession of it. We have more understanding teachers today, too. My teacher never really tapped all of my mental resources, I don't think. Oh, I got tapped all right, but not in the right places. Well, anyway, it's time here for the Buttram Bonus. Today's bonus is on raking the leaves. To give it a little fancier title, we could call it something like What a Price to Pay for Last Summer's Shade. The solution, of course, is not to have any trees at all, but, well, that's no use, because your neighbor will have trees, and his leaves will blow over into your yard anyway. One thing I've learned, you're not supposed to burn leaves. I understand you should make a mulch out of them and leave it to help enrich the soil, but I'll tell you, no wife is going to stand for leaves being left in the front yard all winter. I know. Mrs. Buttram said the other day, don't let those leaves just lay there. Oh, she may have said lie there. I was trying not to listen. Anyway, the problem of hauling nature's golden autumn leaves, it's almost too mulch for me. Little witticism I threw in there just for good measure, sort of a play on words, you see. Well, it's time to go into action now. The leaves are so deep that you don't know where to dig for the afternoon paper that the boy throws in the yard. So there's nothing to do but bring out that back-breaking implement, the rake. Now, soon you've got a batch of leaves all stacked up in one pile, and you start raking up another. But a swarm of kids will come dashing out of nowhere and dive headlong into that pile of leaves. You say there's no children in your neighborhood? Makes no difference. No, sir. Kids can smell a stack of leaves a mile away. Now, to carry the raked leaves away, the wash tub or garbage can's too small, too heavy. Get an old tent that you can spread the leaves on and make sort of a Santa Claus bag out of it. The best thing is a long canvas sack like you pick cotton in. You've probably got one handy there. Cram the leaves in, making sure to sort out any stray dogs or cats or kids. Now, carrying the sack is like trying to hug the fat lady in a circus, I'll tell you. But anyway, you start carrying the cotton-picking sack to where you want to dump the leaves and then dump them. Now, you've kept another date with one of Mother Nature's cycles. You can't tell me that man has conquered nature yet. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now let's enjoy a stick of double mint and listen to Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy sing.
I really can't
But
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
But
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
My
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
And Father hurry? Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
Well, maybe
hurry.
Just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
No
dream?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
Mind
no,
if I move in
At least
closer.
I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
Oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, that does it for today, I guess. There's just one more thing, though. You hop down to your double mint dealers on the double, will you? And get plenty of double mint gum for Halloween tricks or treats. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that your hometown is a place where everybody wonders how you ever got any place. Goodbye now.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.